Welcome back to The Muster. Rachel Holder out of Thriving Southland joins us. Rachel, good afternoon. How's everything?
Hi, Andy. Good. On the lead up to Easter break, so as an office worker, I'm excited about my extended weekend.
As an office worker, please, you're contributing to the GDP of the country. Don't demean yourself.
Oh, yeah, this is my day job, so the old public holidays get filled with other jobs, no doubt, on the farm and things, but excited nonetheless.
And you guys have got quite a bit going on there at the moment, haven't you, with the Southern Agritech and Innovation Day coming up on the 1st of May, as Southern Field Day site at Waimumu. It's going to be a boomer.
It is, and we are very excited to be bringing it back for a second year. So farmers wanted this, and the catchment groups have been going on about all things technology, you know, how do you manage all this data, how do you manage all this tech, how do you get value out of it. And so we've been working with them, especially the Gore catchment group, around bringing AgriTech, the big day of full of different speakers, workshops, and everything you could want to kind of do with emerging technology and innovation.
Like you say, back for its second year. I only heard good things about it last time around. What's different this year?
Well, we've taken the feedback. One of it was, it's cold, but it is May, so of course it's going to be cold. We've got some more heaters, which we're excited about. But we have just built on last year's success, and, you know, it's been really cool that loads of people really did enjoy themselves. So we had over 300 people there last year, and, you know, farmers just left absolutely buzzing about, you know, what they can actually do, people they can talk to, hearing from farmers, from experts in their field of passion and their field of research around, you know, what is out there in the primary sector. And technology and data are huge topics now for the farming sector. And, you know, we've pulled together people from across the globe, so not just Kiwis, but international as well, to come down to Waimumu and share their work, their research with us. So, yeah, I guess different from last year, but the same principles around trying to give our awesome farming community the opportunity to hear from people and other farmers themselves about, yeah, what's happening in this data and tech space.
Innovation stations, tell us about these. These are intriguing.
Yeah. So, hey, fun play on words. So, innovation station, we didn't want to call them workshops because sometimes that puts people off. So
that's a great word, innovation station over workshops.
So we had an awesome uptake last year, and same with this year. And so we wanted to give everyone who comes along to AgriTech the chance to choose some stuff. So not everything's applicable to everybody. So we have two sets of innovation stations, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. There's three stations in each session, and you pick one. So they range from things like turning data into dollars. So this is where our keynote speaker, David Lamb, farmer and physicist from Australia, is talking around the value and the value add you can get from data. Then we're talking, you know, we've got another station around next level nutrient management on your farm. So common topic, but actually delving a little bit more into what you can be doing and what are some of the obvious things, and then where does the, you know, future direction look like. Then really cool stuff around smart ag robotics. So the crew from SBS Automation coming down to talk around their custom robotics, and that stuff is, yeah, that if you're into the tech and the robot side of things, that's for you. Afternoon, we've got the future ball of wearables. So obviously we've seen lots of wearables on stock these days, but, you know, we've challenged these companies with what else, like what next? What are you doing with all this data? And, you know, in 10 years time, where are you guys looking and what can we be doing now to set ourselves up? Like, wearables are a huge investment for farms, and, you know, there's a varied stock classes out there now, like how can everybody be using it and what are we going to get from it? Looking into solar options. So as we know, we've seen a lot of power discussions, energy efficiency discussions. So the team from NES and the other crew are coming to talk about that. And then we've got a fun one around pests. So using the likes of drones and auto traps. So AI now delves into that whole section as well. And so, yeah, hopefully there's something for everybody in these innovation stations.
plenty going on there, so I don't see why not.
There is.
Now, the speakers this year, you touched on them before. Tell us a bit more about this, about them.
So part of the day, so different kind of structures. So we've kind of got you sitting and listening to keynotes, off to innovation stations, and then exhibitors as well. So we've asked David Lamb to come over. So he is, like I said earlier, like a producer, a physicist, and he works and specializes in like precision agriculture. He's talking, well, he's got lots of topics, but we've kind of wheedled it down to trying to look at the art of possible opportunities in this sort of data-rich environment. And he has been working with research companies and, you know, new companies to try and figure out how farming and farmers can extract value from their data. And then we have Mimi coming along. Now, she is a product designer and is working with AgriSearch around this cool topic of, you know, future or fantasy for on-farm chatbots. So actually having your own personal chatbot or AI technology for your farm. And these things are incredible, and the development that this is making is mind-blowing. So she is talking around, you know, how do you actually get that value from your data and how do you use it quickly and efficiently, and, you know, how do we train something like this to try and help us in our everyday farming systems? So really cool, not to be missed, her presentation or David's.
When are you most likely to use a chatbot, for example, in the day-to-day context of a farming operation? It's an intriguing subject.
Yeah, it's a massive subject. But so effectively, these things are learning, right? So you can do so much with them, and they will become specific to what you want to do. And some of the questions you could be asking are around farm, you know, farm things like, I'm going into dry off season, what's the most efficient feed in Southland to put weight on cows? Question. It spits out answers, you know, with your referenced preferences on it. So it's drawing from information that you want. You could ask it things like, why did the GDP auction fluctuate so much this week? What does that mean for me? You could ask it questions around, what was this season's mastitis treatments like versus last season's? You know, what is Southland found to be the greatest way to increase lambing percentages in recent years? The question, it's your own personal one that you will build for you. So, yeah, fascinating, great possibilities out there in this space.
So where do we buy tickets from regarding AgriTech?
Yeah, so this year we do need everyone to get tickets. So your ticket basically covers your lunch and your exhibitors and things like that, and everything else is just amazing. And we've had some great supporters. Head along to the Thriving Southland website, www.thrivingsouthland.co.nz, and you will see AgriTech front and centre there. Follow the link to get your ticket. And yeah, like I said, we've got kind of breakfast, coffee, lunch, afternoon tea, all sorted for you, part of your ticket, plus loads of exhibitors from different new and emerging companies, plus some of our old trusted companies are coming, which is fantastic. Loads of different people to come and talk to, and yeah, we can't wait.
Rachel Halder of Thriving Southland, always good to catch up.
Thank you, Andy, same to you.
Rachel Halder of Thriving Southland regarding the AgriTech 2025 happening on the 1st of May, Southern Field Day site at Waimumu. So like Rachel said, Thriving Southland website to get more details around this fantastic event.